Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming, everybody. I'm Chester.
I'm Ryan.
And my name is Dirk. I'm not looking at Chester.
Welcome to episode 19, South Park, The Stick of Truth.
Hell yes, finally.
Why don't you want to look at Chester?
I can't look at him.
Is he giving you the giggles?
No, we'll find out later. Yes, I may have just ruptured my sternum. Do I have a sternum? Is it not sternum?
Do I have a sternum? You're not allowed to talk.
Pop.
By the way, you've ruined the illusion. There are people inside here with
us. We have two people along with us. We have my veef, Laurel.
Who is a medical expert, apparently.
And Ryan's veef.
She's a phlebotomist, sir.
Ryan's veef, Dan. The Danny Dan. Yep. So he'll be the he'll actually be the silent protagonist throughout this entire episode. Laurel, on the other hand, will be Shelly.
Get out of my room, turd!
So, well, you got a mouthful. We are talking about the Stick of Truth. We were going to do this probably in April, but then we decided, fuck it, because we've been waiting so long to play the game.
And 1 week was plenty of time to finish it.
Just bang it out.
Yeah. I think I did 5 days?
Well, you know maybe? What? It's the best 10-hour South Park episode I've ever watched in my life.
Yeah. I mean, it was worth the... whatever games cost nowadays, $150.
Yeah, the $65. I mean, it was a good investment. I'm still looking for stuff, but anyway.
It's got some replay value, too. I would like to go back and try at least one other class.
Yeah.
I'd like to go back and get all the chimp Pokemon, because once you miss the ones in the ship, you're fucked. But
I only got one. We'll talk about
we'll
that
come
later.
Back to that.
We are going to start this off the same way we start off everything, rambling about shit that you probably don't care and or know about.
Oh, I thought you were going to say by fucking it up and starting over.
By fucking it up and starting it over.
Again.
Let's do it one more time. Una mas.
So your number one there is pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah. We have a winner for the F1 360 copy. I fucked that up. The Xbox 360 copy of F1, the PAL version, because nobody gives a shit about the PAL version or racing games.
Well, it worked in my
Xbox. How many
Xbox?
People entered the drawing this time?
Let's not talk about that. Let's just talk about the
six.
One person who wintered.
And I think one was my mom, so...
No. I can't even get people that I work with to fucking enter this contact. Do you have... Or contract? God damn it.
Contest.
Like, do you have Twitter? Yes. Do you know how to retweet things? Yes. Will you retweet this post? Yeah, if I get around to it.
Yeah. Down
there. I see you have your phone right there. Can you do it right now?
I see you're holding your phone and your Twitter app is open.
Can you just can you just search for Casual
Cowards? I noticed you're going through our tweets.
Yeah. Can you
that
just
one right there?
Retweet that one.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
So yeah, so we had a couple. And it is kind of disappointing because the Codemasters were nice enough to give us a couple games. Jealous won a couple weeks ago, or G Ellis, which we still haven't mailed him that, but he can suck it.
I'll get around to it
eventually. Yeah. But this one was supposed to be the bigger of the giveaways. We get giving away the game. We're going to give away one of our shirts and one of and the Codemasters shirt, and then you get a bunch of our stickers and a bunch of the Codemasters stickers. So congratulations to at Ethan Fletcher one. Not very imaginative. Oh, yeah, I got to do one of these. Yay!
Congratulations, Ethan Fletcher.
Yep. So
I will fly all the way to London and give it to you.
Yeah, from what his Twitter says, he is out of the UK, and it's probably going to be expensive to mail this shit. So
it's funny how it was mailed to us from the UK.
And we're going to send it back.
We're just sending
it actually
back.
Works out pretty good because he is out of the UK. He probably plays a lot of PAL games, so this is going to fit right in.
I don't understand what you're beef is with the PAL games.
I'm not. I'm just saying that if you're using composite...
You know, if you never mentioned that in the first place, maybe we got more entries. Everyone's afraid of PAL. That's what happened.
Why are you mad at me?
I'm mad.
You're just angry. You're just... You've been hungover and shitty
I'm
all day.
I'm really fucking hungover, and I just need a reason. Just give me a fucking reason.
Come at me, bro. Just come at me. So anyway, yeah, we're going to be mailing that out to you. We will be, if you listen to the podcast, which hopefully you do, be expecting a little direct message from us. We're going to hopefully get your address. We will not rape you.
I'm not getting a plane ticket to rape somebody. I can do that here.
Yeah.
The great Phoenix metropolitan
area. Yeah, but
that
British butthole is so tight.
So tight.
We went there. We
so
went there.
So tight.
Anyway, so Mr. Ethan Fletcher, you look like some type of kid from England. I don't know what they look like over there, but expect that from us. If you don't get back to us, then we'll probably give it away to that sports gamer. Because
yeah.
He loves swag.
He does love swag.
He loves the swag.
And he loves us.
I also found out he told me that he listens to our episodes at three times the speed.
Yeah, that's weird. So do we all sound like chipmunks?
That is weird.
You should slow. I don't know if it'll work or not.
No, it's not going to work.
For one of our listeners.
Hey, listen, we aim to please individually. So, yeah, that's going to be coming at you. That's pretty much all the new things we got. That's pretty much all the free stuff we have to give away. It's been quite the Quotey Fingers successful giveaway. In that,
well, people got free stuff.
Yeah, people got free stuff.
Successfully given stuff away.
We have. Well, we actually haven't because it's sitting the game that we gave away, last week
we
is right there.
To give it to.
Yes, we have chosen you.
And this dude lives in Phoenix somewhere or Arizona. I could probably just go over there and give it to him.
Probably.
I'm not going to.
No. We have his address. He did send us his address.
Yeah, I'll get around it.
So, anyway, not a whole lot with gaming news. We can start off with this.
You
is
know, we always
of,
say that. I've noticed that.
Not a lot of
gaming news.
Yeah, not a whole lot. And then we talk about it for 20 minutes.
Not a lot of gaming news that interests us. Then we talk about Batman or Star Wars for 20 minutes.
Yeah, you guys want to start with Batman?
Wait, no. I was going to start. Yeah, there will be Batman. Much like there will be blood, there will be Batman.
Yes.
Let's just call this like the casual cowards of Batman.
There you go. I talk about Batman for an hour.
No, let's start with Dark Souls because I know it's a couple down the list, but... I kind of want to talk just about this particular type of game because I'll never fucking play it.
Yeah, no, it's. I heard all of the horror stories about how freaking hard it is.
It's basically a game.
I got a lot of stuff to do.
Thank you for editing the Dark Souls 2 in real time. It's a game for gamers who don't like to play fun games. Or for a game for gamers who like to punch themselves in the balls repeatedly.
Yeah.
Because
the series is like the hardest games ever made.
I would say, yeah.
And that's what they want to be known as.
Yeah, I would say, or a game for gamers who are autistic, who like doing things that are really, I don't understand. So being the casual cowards of gaming, it's something that I just don't get. And I know that you played Demon Souls.
The first one.
And it's too much.
I thought that with enough time and dedication, I could finish this game. And I didn't have enough of either.
You can only be killed with a single hit from a boss, like, so many times.
You know what? It was a dragon. I had it coming.
You shouldn't have been there in the first place.
I shouldn't have been messing with the plan. I was playing with fire. And I got burned.
That was bad. That was a bad dad joke.
I need to get, like, a canned laughter on here, like, just for Chester's puns. So punny. But yeah, other than that, Dark Souls, that's one of the new games that's just been released. I'll never play it. I don't really understand people that play it, but good on you. You probably don't listen to this podcast because you're too busy playing Dark Souls.
Too busy beating every game on hardcore mode. Like Brandon.
Brandon play Dark Souls?
I'm sure Brandon Harris plays Dark Souls.
I doubt he does.
You don't think?
What are you doing?
He went through Diablo like 15,000 times on hardcore mode or whatever.
I just want to I can see when you fidget. We have a real-time Google Documents thing. Thanks to our friend who, can I say that you used to work at some place? Yeah, who used to work at Google. Now he doesn't. Stop fucking with it, Chester.
Why does it say Dirk likes boys?
It does say Dirk likes boys.
Why'd you put that in there, Dirk?
It's a talking point. That's later.
Oh, sorry.
I figured
that's
it later. Might as well come out. Laurel, there's something that I need to tell you.
Dirk likes boys.
I'm going to set up a Photoshop or a photo booth and just ask kids to take off their clothes, which may or may not have happened
in
South Park.
All right. So,
spoiler.
We are going to talk about spoilers in this episode.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll do that when we get to the actual game.
Okay.
I saw that you found there was a crowdfunding for Shaq Fu.
Yep. Don't understand.
We need that. We need a Shaq Fu sequel. He's going to pull up in that Buick.
Well, you know what pisses me off?
Or that he doesn't fit in?
It's $450,000. That's all they need to make this game. And they, just as a joke, the internet will fund this. And it'll happen.
Absolutely.
But Mutant League Football won't. Like, they can't get enough to make another Mutant League Football.
I would like that.
Well,
like
you missed the Kickstarter because they didn't get their backing.
See, I don't ever look at Kickstarter.
Yeah, speaking of Kickstarter, where the fuck are our flasks?
Yeah,
I feel
March.
Like there's too many
still
things that I
March.
Would give money to that I really can't afford to give money to.
Like what?
Yeah, you just see shit and like, oh, this is
like
do,
Mutant
oh,
League Football.
Like Mutant League Football or Nintendo flasks or all like
or Shaq Fu
cool
too.
Turn-based
Chester,
RPG that you've always wanted to play.
Chester, put your hands in your lap. Stop touching the documents.
You're giving me this tool. I'm fidgeting all the time. You guys never knew.
I look at it because it just pops back and forth like Ryan Bashaw. Every time you move it, Ryan's name pops up on the screen.
Like right now, if my name pops up when I'm just moving it?
I can't see yours in real time because it's on a phone, but with Chester, whenever he moves it, I can see the cursor move, and it says Ryan Bashaw. Like, Ryan Bashaw has made this change.
I didn't do it.
No, you didn't, but, I mean, he's in through the Casual Cowards email. Your name is on the Casual Cowards email.
This is not fascinating. Can we move on, please?
Muy interesante. Well, I just want to know how Chester just sit over the hands in the lap. Anyway, yeah, so nobody needs Shaq Fu. They had Shaq in his like little green suit with little dots. Apparently,
dude, that game was so fucking bad.
You need to mocap that
so
shit.
I like that he's in on it.
Well, he is. I don't know, because he's going to make a shitload of money
like,
if they sell
it. He doesn't have $450,000 to just give these fucking people?
Listen, Bron has a bust of his face on the side of his house. Shaq does not have that. Shaq, he want.
He's a fucking millionaire. Go get a bust of his face.
Going back to South Park.
That's a huge bust, though.
Britney Spears is going to have to settle for the smaller plane. Shaq does not want to settle for the smaller plane. You got to get all the money.
No, he does have all the money.
Okay.
All of it.
So anyway, Shaq Fu, not excited about it. It kind of does look like either like a Tekken tag or a one of the new
It looked
Street
like
Street
a
Street
really bad like Mortal Kombat.
Oh no, it'll be a pile of shit. I mean,
yeah,
don't get me wrong.
Real, real bad. I can't wait to not play it. World Cup. Apparently, Pikachu is the mascot for no reason whatsoever, just because it's in Japan.
Japan.
That's so stupid. Stupid Japanese.
Well, I mean, like, every time a country hosts the Olympics, they design some idiotic mascot. Japan decided to just pick Pikachu.
They just got lazy.
They said, Pikachu, I choose you.
They're fixing a nuclear reactor melting down. They're just like, I don't have time for that. Anybody got time for that shit?
I'm one of those bitter old men who just, when Pokemon came out, I was too old, so now I just hate Pokemon. Because I just think it's for kids. And then there's people like in their late 20s, like, dude, I love Pokemon. I'm playing it right now. And just like, what?
Yeah, like,
you're an adult.
Going back to SGC, we will see an adult or two wearing some Pikachu hat or some type of other Pokemon garb. There's Brandon, an adult man with
his
adult girlfriend.
Yeah, but
see,
he was young enough to play it.
an adult girlfriend.
That's debatable.
Listen, I don't understand, like, much like the Dark Souls people, because they probably don't have an adult alive girlfriend. It's get some necro up in that shit. that's for you.
What?
Just I go to necrophilia and you're like, okay.
Oh no, just Dark Souls. I don't mind the necrophilia.
Anyway, so yeah, Pikachu. Good job. I've never seen you kick around a soccer ball, but I'm sure you're gonna electrify it or something.
Right.
It's gonna be super awesome. Hopefully they bring me what's his trainer's name, Ash. Hopefully Ash will be somewhere in there. Maybe they'll turn the Pokeball into a soccer ball.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh shit.
Or they'll turn the soccer balls into Pokeballs.
Ooh.
There you go.
I'd watch that. A bunch of grown men kicking around Pokeballs. So that's kind of gaming news. The other things that popped up aside from the Shaq is crowdfunded. I guess a new Tony Hawk game is going to come out.
Oh boy!
Hey, you know what? I love those games. I love Skate. I love Tony Hawk before Project 8 was released.
Well, like one, two, and three were pretty okay, but then after that,
I'll admit, like Dave Mira BMX. Go back to it now. That is a shithole pile crap game. I played the crap out of that when I was younger. Only because it was like, oh my god, it's like I'm riding a bike.
Yeah, didn't you have this like man crush on Dave Mira too when you were younger?
Oh, dude, I still do.
Okay.
But
was that the guy you saw at like the Warped Tour or something? He's walking
by. No.
Oh,
no, Rick Thorne.
Yeah. Rick Thorne. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Just kept on walking. 18-year-old Dirk loves you. Yeah, no. So, well, Dave Mira now is all into like Gaikima or whatever that's called.
That sounds like some like Pokemon shit.
Yeah. Speaking of, they should have had Pikachu as the sponsor or the mascot for Gaikima. Is it Gaikima?
Drifting. I don't have no fucking clue what that is.
Japanese drifting or the not Japanese drifting, the car drifting thing. Tell me out, anybody?
Yeah, we know. We don't pay attention to that.
All right.
We're fucking fat nerds. We don't watch racing.
So
it's too much work, honestly.
So yeah.
It makes me sweaty and anxious.
Anyway, if Skate is any indication, or they actually released they re-released Tony Hawk 1 in HD. I never played it. I heard kind of mediocre reviews about it, how they kind of just phoned it in. But if they can make Tony Hawk look more like Skate or somewhere in that same vein,
oh, they should use that awesome board thing for the Wii.
Yeah. See, that's what I don't like. They released the game. They're like, would you like a skateboard? Electronically. Like, kids that know how to skate are going to be out skating. And
you know how hard skateboarding is? Now do it in your living room.
So, yeah, if they just give me, like, an organic Tony Hawk game, I'd be happy. Just give me shit to ollie and grind, and I'm happy. With a controller.
Yeah.
I don't need to stand up.
Like Pro Skater 2 or something?
Yeah, Pro Skater 2 is dope.
Now you just make the controls a little bit tighter and make it prettier?
Pro Skater 2 is actually pretty tight. I just went back.
I had a hard time. I kept fucking everything up.
I went back and played that for the Dreamcast, and it actually...
That's where I was playing, over at your house.
Oh, okay. Tony Hawk, Pro Skater 3 was a big jump for me.
But now I'm old and stupid. I think we talked about that.
Did we?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
That I'm old and dumb. Remember, because older games are really super hard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we tried to go back to that. Yeah. Anyway, I guess the other new game that came out that I haven't played yet because I don't own a 360, it's supposed to be coming out on the 25th.
You don't
own
a 360?
Not a 360, an Xbox One.
The X-Bone?
The X-Bone. Titanfall came out, and of course everybody loves it.
Oh, everyone is just circle-jerking over that fucking shit.
Yeah, EGM gave it a 10 out of 10, GameSpot 9 out of 10, Joystick 4.5 out of 5, US Gamer, Games Radar, and Video Gamer all gave it a 4 out of 5. So this is the new
answer. What did Ancestor give it?
Probably a 4.
Out of 5.
Out of 5. So I think this is going to be the next franchise that we see just get driven into the ground. I haven't played it. I probably like it. Your brother, who will not be named, probably likes it a lot.
He doesn't have a X-Bone.
No, but like I said, it's coming out in 10 days on the 25th for...
the 360?
For the 360 with... like less graphics or whatever. By the way, happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Let's get drunk. We never do that. Titanfall, is that the one with the robot things?
Yeah, you can climb into a big mech. They actually had a I don't know where it was, but they had a life-size advertisement like in the middle of a mall of how big one of the Titans were. They're like 2.5 stories tall. They're pretty
that
I mean
looks expensive. That sounds expensive.
Yeah, it's probably plastic and bubble gum.
Which is coincidentally how they're actually made in the game.
Yeah, I haven't played it. I mean, you're seeing it. You can see it pop up on Reddit, but it's probably I can equate it probably to a first person shooter. It was made by the guys who Infinity Ward, the guys who all got booted out of Infinity Ward, left and started this new place. So, and then of course, Batman.
Fucking Batman, dude.
The reason why I will be buying a PlayStation 4. Is the new Batman Arkham Knight is coming out.
Is this another prequel?
I doubt it. It's probably not at all. But it is being made by Rocksteady, which is fine. Not that the last Batman was any less of a game because it wasn't made by Rocksteady. But if you couldn't tell, if you go back and listen to these episodes, we talk about Batman a lot and a lot about these games.
I think we talk about Batman in every single episode, even if it's not talking about the game.
We can.
I have a Batman fetish up in here.
I do. I don't know if you can masturbate to that.
Look. Batman.
There's a Batman hook over there, but I got a Superman hook over here.
We never talk about Superman.
There's nothing on that hook. It's just kinda...
Superman has bad games though, so no one cares.
You want to talk about Superman 64? It's going to be 30 minutes of this crickets, nothing. What did you like about the game?
I like flying noise. Through rings because that's very Superman-y.
That's what
and I also like being able to be physically hurt very easily.
First and foremost, that is the first thing that Superman did when he came to Earth. He's like, I need some rings.
I need to practice my flying. I'll fly through these rings.
Find me a fucking Sonic character. Give me those rings. So yeah, that's coming out. They haven't really announced it, but they put the trailer up on the interwebs. It looks fucking awesome. At least the trailer. They always look good.
Well, the trailers always look good. That shit is. We have crossed the uncanny valley. That. Looks like, damn! It
real
looks
people
really graphics real. Looked amazing, but I have a feeling it's not going to be anything new.
You don't think so?
I'm okay with that.
Well,
I
do you think it's just
games.
Like they don't know the technology enough to actually be able to code that realistic of an actual gameplay? Or?
I think he's talking about.
I mean, just the gameplay died. Like,
well, there's driving. Itself. You can drive the Batmobile now.
Can you drift?
You can totally drift.
He drifted into some cars.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It is a that's a an actual. There's vehicle stuff now.
Sweet.
So that's your new stuff, which I'm not excited about because I'm really bad at driving in games. Like, really bad. Like, I'm playing, what the fuck am I playing that? Watch Dogs? Mm-hmm. Sleeping Dogs? Sleeping Dogs.
Sleeping Watch
and
Dogs.
I run almost everywhere. I'm so fucking bad at driving. Or I'll get on a scooter.
I let my nephew, who's 8 years old, play GTA 5. yesterday for a couple of hours.
And now he's going to shoot up a school. I hope you're happy.
No, let's talk about the conversation that you had to have with your brother after that.
He doesn't know yet. He will after he listens to this.
Does he listen?
No.
Oh. So
my sister-in-law commented on our webpage.
Yeah, I saw that.
I doubt she's listened to more than half an episode.
Anybody
it's not really
time
our core demographic.
That's all right. My nephew's not allowed to listen to this show.
Why? Because you cuss?
Because we talk about Japanese rape simulators, and we drink a lot.
Oh, come on. He's got to know that Uncle Chester. There's something that...
Although he could probably give Dirk a few porn website tips.
An eight-year-old?
He's not allowed to use the tablet at school anymore.
Kids are advanced
nowadays.
Are you
kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
They're way beyond where we were.
He's not allowed to use the tablet.
He brought up porn
at school.
Oh, this kid is my god. Yeah, let's just do a little bit of this. Yeah.
He's a daywalker.
Oh, is he? Ginger kid?
My nephews are both gingers.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Introduce me to this kid. He is my god. I will follow him around, drop rose petals in front of him.
He's trying to shoot a blimp out of the sky with an RPG.
At school?
Yep.
So they won't have the tablet anymore. He hacked into the...
First thing he found was a strip club, actually.
Oh, no.
What's up with this kid? He's a pimp.
And they took... Does your brother allow for him to be alone with you? Like, can Uncle Chester take the 8-year-old places? Or does it always have to be supervised? Does he get down in your nephew's face?
What do you mean, legally supervised?
No, just like there needs to be like a real adult there, like, because I can just see Chester's brother just be like, if Chester ever wants to take you anywhere, you find somebody and scream stranger danger.
Hey, I'm gonna take Austin to the arcade. Ivy, is that okay? The adult arcade.
Oh, that one off the 10?
I just imagine...
It looks shady.
No, because I imagine it like a... Because my brother had his first kid, and he's like not quite a year old. He's rolling up on it in May. But I just still have a feeling that they're just like, if Auntie Dirk...
Dirk?
Uh-oh. I've only had two beers, too. This is... I've had a long day. You know, let's just go with it. If Auntie Dirk or Uncle Laurel want to take you anywhere, you say no, because they want to be referred as Auntie Dirk and Uncle Laurel. So, I lost that. There's no reason that... You know what? That's where the story stops. Stops.
No, we're not talking about
and
children anymore.
And this dab guy. And, yeah, let's just...
Segway.
Yeah, segue to South Park. There we go.
Speaking of children...
Speaking of children that we're not allowed to take home,
yeah,
with us. You got a mouthful of beer. We're too far.
Is this
in the
Halo
episode.
Music? What's going on
here?
Yeah,
it is Halo.
It's so beautiful. Just listen to that.
Majestic.
This is like the Lost Forest music or something, isn't it?
What?
I didn't spend that much time in the Lost Forest.
Oh,
how'd you get to Canada?
I went north, 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 north.
Go north, then north, and north again.
Yeah. So, anyway.
I accidentally found Canada, and I wasn't allowed in because I didn't have a passport. A passport. They make it sound so mystical.
Hold it right there, buddy. This music is killing me.
It's amazing. I like it. It's very Bravehearty.
Sanctus.
We're all waiting.
There it is. There's...
Waiting for Cartman to chime in.
I don't think
it's
Cartman
on the other song.
Yeah. You know what's great is that Dan and Laurel both can't hear this. So it's just sitting in
it's
silence.
Just awkward. Like, are these fuckers going to say something? This is the most boring thing I've ever heard.
I actually do applaud them that they started it off, like, you know, with that very big, like, this is going to be an adventure game. Like, adventure!
What are you talking about?
Well, just this.
Oh.
If you played Skyrim... That's one of the things I actually
did play Skyrim.
Did you really?
No.
Okay.
I played Dragon Age.
If Dragon Age had the music that Skyrim does, I'd probably go back and play Dragon Age. Because Skyrim's music fucking... It's this. It's
that's just
people just like... Oh! Cha! Ah! Ah! Cha! 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 That's all it is.
It's probably orcas for something. It's probably orcas for shit your pants. If it's the South Park guys.
It's the brown noise. So anyway, starts off epically.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you should probably
talk about it. It's an RPG.
It is, yes.
It's not like the other crappy South Park games where they tried to shove
ridiculous
crap down your throat.
It's not even like I'm going to paint with a very broad brush right here.
Okay.
It's not like the other crappy RPGs. This was a turn-based RPG with, I mean, that's basically it.
Yes, turn-based RPG with South Park.
Yeah, South Park. The 17 years of canon to pull from.
Yeah, and it wasn't like those other bad South Park games. It looked like South Park, and it felt like South Park.
Well, we've only got one really bad South Park game, right?
There was two. There was some other ones that were supposed to be pretty... There's like a tower defense game that was supposed to be pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's Tenement's Revenge, which I guess I haven't played it. I just found out about it.
Scott Tenement.
What was that for?
I have no fucking clue. I literally found out about it about 20 minutes ago.
You know what kind of bothered me playing this game is I looked at the graphics, and from going back and playing Birdman, Harvey Birdman on the PlayStation 2, this game could have been made a long time ago.
Well, yeah, it's South Park. It's made with...
It's not just graphics intense. Like, yeah.
No, it's not, but it's just... I don't know. They threw in a couple things, like a couple of the like when you get later on in the game and your friends or you could do your final abilities. They threw in like when Stan like all the flames are behind him and Cartman does his little V chip thing, like and freaks out. So I lost my train of thought. Well, we were gonna start somewhere and talk about something about South Park.
Things.
We always just kind of stall out here. There was a game.
Well, there was the class system for starters. You chose a class, and that dictated what your special abilities.
Well, you're the new kid who comes into South Park, who apparently has been moved there for unknown reasons.
To hide him from the government.
Yeah, to hide him.
Yeah, you don't find that out until... Try to keep spoilers down to a minimum. But you don't find out until the end of the game why you move there. It's very mysterious.
But it's delivered to you by the best voice possible that wasn't even his voice.
That's right.
Every time I tell a story...
I get another freckle.
I get a freckle.
That's so great.
All right, anyways, as Chester was saying, most games you have of RPGs,
well, you choose your class.
Mm-hmm.
I chose, well, let's go over the three that are in every RPG.
Warrior. Which was me.
Mage, Thief, and then
the Jew.
They threw the curveball in there at the end. You could play as a Jew.
Well, and it's Cartman walking you through it, too, so he's like, you can be a Jew, but we can't be friends.
I guess your Jew is like your paladin class. I guess.
Do you know the thing?
No, because there was no healing abilities.
Really?
Yeah.
But
I was expecting it to be sort of a cleric style, but there were no healing abilities.
Wasn't the Jew's ability like the special? Actually, we should go over what we were. So go ahead, Chester.
Well, I played a black Jew.
So you were the Sammy Davis Jr. Yes. Of the South Park universe. So well
I tried
done.
To make him look like Magnitude from Community.
Oh, God. Okay.
And then he just, he became a black Jew with the side locks and all of that.
You gave him the little curly things?
Uh-huh.
They probably have a amazing name.
Side locks.
That's what they're called?
That's what they're called in the game.
Oh.
Side locks and bagels. And then Ryan?
I was a thief.
Thift. And you got mad at me because I was the warrior.
Yeah, and I'm always the warrior. Like, so we play Diablo, I always start off with the warrior.
Because when we started playing it, I'm like, I'm the warrior already because I got the game first. I'm like, you have to be
and
something
I
else besides the warrior.
I flipped a fucking table and threw a fit like a child. But, so I picked Thief, and it actually worked out really well. It was a good class. I liked it a lot.
Now, could you steal things from the enemy?
Yeah, I had a mug feature that I never used because I used backstab a lot.
Oh, we're like...
Backstab was amazing. It inflicted bleeding, and it was great. It was a really... I'll use that almost all the time at the beginning of battles.
I will have to admit, the buff system that they had, that really turned the tides for everything. Like, I remember I was using... when I was level 15, I was using a level 10 weapon with a couple patches on it, only because it inflicted the most amount of bleeding that I could couple with fire, and then it was just game over.
And then my character looked like me. It looked like young me.
I started like that. Mine looked like me. I sent you a picture of it, but then it just degraded into. I mean, I was a Viking. I had the beard. Every time something would change, like
yeah, I changed. I gave myself a big beard with a bird in it.
I didn't take off my goth hair for
it
at
still
least.
Still looked like me. Yeah. It just looked like old me.
Yeah,
and I shaved his hair off. So yeah, it just looked like me.
Yeah, I tried to keep mine going until I went and got rhinoplasty, and then that was just the end of that. So it was a great little. I got an achievement for that too.
Yeah,
doing rhinoplasty.
It's called Face Hoff.
Face Hoff.
So you were the warrior. Class?
I was the warrior. The warrior. He. What was his the first thing that I got? I think it was just a heavy strike or whatever. I kind of know why I'm drawing a blank on this because they all have their unique abilities. And why don't you talk about the Jews' unique abilities? Maybe I can remember what their warriors.
Yeah, well, you had jujitsu. there was like circumcise, where that would cut their armor in half, which was an awesome ability. If they had like 3,000 armor, you use that once they got 1,500 armor.
Nice.
So I use that a lot. The top level ability that you unlocked was like the apocalypse. Like you had 4 attacks and you could call plague. Locusts, all kinds.
Was it like a random wheel? Was it like like butter?
It was like push a direction. There were 4 directions you could push on the pad on the controller.
Mm-hmm.
So you could do the same attack 4 times. Like one of them did the gross. One of them did bleeding. One of them did fire, and the other one just like lowered their attack or defense or something.
Which you know what?
So I would do all 4. Obviously,
in a lot of games, I never really started paying attention to the actual like the buff system or the debuff system. This game made you do it. Like I carried around a bouncing ball too, just because it would bounce off everybody and cause multiple bleeding. Because yeah. I put a patch on it. So, how about you? Do you remember what your abilities were?
I'm not sure if I remember all the names, but I remember what they were. There, you started off with the. Wait, didn't you have the Jew? Didn't you have the Sling of David?
Sling of David.
Which was just a sock full of quarters.
A sock full. Of, yeah, you swung it around and threw it at your enemy.
You started off. You got to start with that that backstab, which is great because that was the handiest ability in the whole game. And then you got mug, which I don't think I even used it once because you get all of your enemies' items when you kill them. So why do I want to steal from them? That's silly. There was I think it was like Death of a Thousand Cuts or something like that, where you call out like 4 ninjas. And just similar to what you had, like one will appear in the top right, and you have to swipe down to the left to make a cut across, and then cut across, and then left and right, and then you get a final blow where you're over the top of them and come down on them. There was a couple of other ones I never really used because they just weren't that powerful.
I remember what they were now. Like
for the thief?
Ahead. No, for mine. I just had an epiphany.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, for the thief that I didn't play.
Yeah, that Death of a Thousand Cuts thing, I think that what it was called, was kind of cool, but it took me a couple of times to figure out what the fuck they were doing, because I kept seeing they all had different colored belts that were the same color as the Xbox button, so I'd push the button that corresponded to that color, and it would just be like, you missed. Like, what the fuck? I don't know. Smash the fucking controller.
I will admit, there were a lot, even though it was turn-based fighting, there were button presses that needed to happen
to mini games.
Yeah. Well, they weren't like the mini games, but like if you attack somebody, you had to hit A at the right time. Would those be considered mini games? I think they'd be outside.
In God of War, they were called mini games. You called them quick time events.
Well, it wasn't really a quick time event.
Same thing.
I just know that other games, I know that, what's that game that you were playing that you stopped that turn based, for the 5-disc turn-based RPG.
Oh, Lost Odyssey?
Lost Odyssey, yeah. That had the same thing where you could actually push it. I'm not a huge fan of that, but, I mean, they really made you pay attention to when they were going to do that.
Yeah, I didn't like it at the beginning. I got used to it, and then I liked it. It adds a little bit of, so you're not just waiting for your guy to attack.
Yeah.
Sitting there holding your dick. You got to pay attention, and then it flashes, and you're like, fuck, I gotta hit the button.
The blocking was hard. Like, that was real hard.
Really?
It was tough to get sometimes.
Yeah.
Never had a hard time with blocking.
Well, a lot of the time, the blocking thing, like when you had enemies that would fire multiple projectiles at you.
The second one, I'd always hit it too early.
Yeah, I'd always get just fucked. But anyway, did you roll through your abilities?
There was something else, and I can't. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me, but I cannot.
Well, the reason why I can't remember the abilities that I used is because as soon as I got the warrior stomp ability, that was it. Like that's all I used. I didn't care about anything else because the first one was assault and battery, where you ran up to the person and you threw up a baseball, and then you tried to hit the – if you hit the baseball with the baseball bat, then you got an extra – first it would hit the person in front of you. If anybody was behind them, the ball would hit them and cause damage. And then if you hit the baseball at the same time, you would actually get extra hits where he would slam the bat down on somebody – on the enemy until it broke in half.
Jesus.
Yeah, so it was pretty violent. Fucking brutal. They had another one that was a charge one that I tried to use once, and then it didn't work, so I never went back to it. They also had – he had like a blow horn to where it would remove different things from it, from your party or whatever. I didn't – there are a lot of them that I didn't use. I used assault and battery. I think at level 8 or 9 I got stomp, and that was just easy. Push up to jump and then push down – to stomp, and that one took down their defenses, like did a shitload of damage, and that's all that I did.
Yeah, I had another one that was the dreidel. You'd spin the dreidel, and it would like attack multiple enemies, taking the buffs off of them.
Yeah.
I also wanted to mention, you know how you level up at the start of each day, like your class levels up, you become like Commander Douchebag.
Yes.
And then at the end, you become King Douchebag.
Yeah.
Well, guess what the costume change was for the King of the Jews.
You became Jesus?
You get a crown of thorns. And the white robe.
You know what? I'll accept that. I mean, for the other shit that happened in this game, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's the least offensive thing that they could do.
And there was an achievement. If you played a Jew and you befriended Jesus,
yeah,
the achievement's called Are We Cool?
We cool?
I remember my other one. The other one was stink bombs.
Did it do gross?
Yeah, I gave him gross, which was a really silly debuff. I didn't.
Not dude. Really when you
well, gross
when you,
was the same as poison. Yeah, in the other games.
When you stacked gross with something like bleeding or what is it? Flame. Because I as soon as I got the flame patch, I just kept getting upgraded flame patches, and that's what I used on all my weapons. So I'd light them on fire. One of my other guys would do gross, something that caused gross, and then bleeding. And then I would maybe be doing only like 200 or 300 hit points damage, but then whenever those things would hit at the same time, it would be like 4,000 hit points off them. Yeah. So
I would just stack bleeding like 5 times,
yeah.
And well, they get like 2 moves and they're freaking dead.
When we were talking about how hard the initial Al Gore fight was, I was like, this is it. I'm done, because I was level 10 when I fought him, and he whipped my monkey ass. And did they level up with you?
Yeah, I noticed some of the enemies, like I would go back and fight the lower level enemies, and
they come
were
up
stronger.
Yeah, because
so, yeah.
Well, I fought Shelly after I beat the game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I didn't know. Like, I kept walking into the room. I didn't start the quest with Stan. So when I fought her, she had like 14,000, or no, 31,000 HP. I was like, I'm fucked.
She wasn't very hard, though.
No, she wasn't.
So you used flame a lot?
Yeah, I always had burning, and then as soon after the Al Gore fight, mm-hmm. I used bleeding.
I used ice a lot.
Al
freezing.
Gore was pretty funny.
Yeah,
he becomes your friend
shit.
On Facebook, and then he
spams
the shit.
Hey, are you there? Watch out for my bear pig.
So you go to remove him from your friend list, and then you have to fight him.
You're a man bear pig,
and then he's still on your damn friends list. You don't really get rid of him; he's still there.
Well, you kind of find him and make it so he can't defriend you.
Yeah.
How about your companions? Because I know there's probably one companion that you stuck with the majority of the game until they made you swap it out.
I used Butters the most.
I used Butters the most until I got Jimmy.
Jimmy was
yeah,
pretty funny.
I used Butters, and then I kind of skipped off Jimmy, and then Stan was my homeboy.
Like I used Stan,
those cutscenes where Jimmy couldn't finish a word.
You had to hold B to skip? I waited like 5 minutes. I'm like, they're not going to make me wait. They're not going to make me wait. And then it came up and said, hold B to skip. I'm like, I wonder what will happen if I just wait. It'll just make you fucking do it.
Dude, that was another thing that game talked shit about you if you took too long to like select something. Like they'd be like, Stan would be like, I'm just going to take my turn. Or can I just take my turn?
Yeah.
Or if you're wandering around the environment too long, Butters, after I went to the giggling donkey and I beat everybody, I'm trying to go upstairs, and Butters is like, I was taking my time. He's like, I know you really want to enjoy this game, but let's just get through that. Come on.
He's like, we have a quest.
Yeah, they broke down the fourth wall a lot.
Like the special agents.
Yeah,
it's what did he say? Is it like a stare down or a showdown or something? Well, I forgot what he said. But he's standing there doing nothing.
The enemy is stalling, or the enemy is taking their time, or whatever. It was It always pissed me off because I would usually be selecting Stan to do something. And he was like, can I just take my turn now? I'm like, wait a motherfucking minute, you son of a bitch. Because he could, one of his abilities, he could do bleeding. Mm-hmm. And then after that, he kind of did like an omni-slash thing, if you guys ever used that.
I like
that.
How when the fight ended and you had Stan as your companion, oh, yeah, he'd do the sword twirl and then...
From Final Fantasy and like put it on his back. I'm just glad that's over.
I did use Stan quite a bit. Stan Butters and Jimmy. I used Cartman once, I think.
So do I, and then he just sucks. I
could use Kenny when I had to.
Yeah, I only switched to Kenny when I had, when the environment called for it, when I had to actually make them go do something. Yeah. Like, if, I think I, the last time I used him was in the tower when I had
Kenny,
to.
Kenny was cool because if he died, he'd come back. You didn't have to revive him.
Yeah, but the rats would drag him away for a couple turns.
Yeah.
That was kind of annoying.
But then also the rat wave that you could summon was pretty cool.
If I did use that.
Did you ever,
powerful.
Like, let it fail? And it just, the rats would just shred him to pieces?
No. Fuck. This game did make it, even though there's only two people you could have on the screen, which I thought initially was going to be a huge reduction. I was like,
I wanted a third person.
Oh, I wanted a third person, but if you think there are some games that let you have five or you have four, but three is like kind of the standard, it really made you strategize.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting low. I want to be able to give this guy a potion, but I can't because he's grossed out, so he can't eat it. So it's, I don't know, it actually worked out
actually
pretty well.
I preferred it. I thought it was great. Because you have two people that are hurt.
You have two people that you can heal.
You have two people, one guy can heal, mm-hmm. You heal yourself, and you don't have to worry about that third guy. Like, I know, because that happened, like, a lot, like, in Final Fantasy. One of my guys ended up dying because I couldn't heal him fast enough.
Well, they didn't have, like, a cure-all feature on this either.
Yeah, you just get that power-up bonus thing where Revive Potion heals them all the way.
Oh, the
and just let him die and just bring him back to life with full health.
Taco, taco.
Fantastic. That was my strategy. Let him die.
Taco, taco.
Tacos.
I love that they threw in a bunch of little songs there. Like, you walk into a store, it's like, taco flavor kisses. Taco, taco.
They had like or a finger bang was in there.
I didn't hear finger bang.
Finger bang.
Yeah, or was finger bang. I heard that one.
I want to finger bang bang my way to your heart.
That was in there. The montage song was in there.
I didn't hear that either.
I heard that song.
That was in the photo place when you're getting your passport.
You know what? That,
there were a couple of
something
chef
happened?
Songs.
Oh, the I've heard the...
Love
the
Gravy.
Well, you had to... When you fought... Oh, God, the gnomes. Okay, so...
I love the Underpants gnomes.
Let's talk about kind of the scenarios that this game created. Because...
I should have seen that coming, too. Because I was going through people's shit before that, and I'm collecting underwear, and I'm like, why am I collecting underwear?
You get a gnome?
It didn't even...
They sideline me with a couple things throughout the game, like the second to last zombie you fight didn't see that coming.
No, I saw a video ruined it for me.
Oh, like, shit!
Someone's
I
kind of
saw
it.
That coming.
Did you? Well, right when it happened, I'm like, "What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Yeah, what's in the box?
What you got in that yeah, box?"
So I was just like, "What's in the box?" And then it came, like the zombie popped out. I'm like, "Mother." Fucker, god damn it. There was a lot of things in this game where I was just like, you son of a bitch, I should have seen that coming, like, just coming down around the corner.
Like, we know who funded the game. Like, that is pretty obvious at the end of the game. It
Taco
turns
Bell?
Into a commercial for Taco Bell.
Taco, Taco?
Yeah.
It was a commercial for Taco Bell all the way through. Like,
well, they kept mentioning it, but then, like, they just, like, was whoring hardcore. It was so funny the way they did it.
I loved when they brought Randy fully into the game.
Randy was great.
Randy Marsh. That makes it's like one of the if you see a South Park episode and Randy's going to be like the main character,
you know it's going to be a good one.
Yeah. So when you find him on the ship,
getting probed real hard.
Yeah, getting just turned inside out, which was a great throwback to Simon.
Oh, that's right.
So what the PTA meeting after that, where he's like. You get him everything, and he's like, oh, my God, this is bigger than we ever thought. They're going to make a huge Taco Bell. You're like, no. But it just falls in line with, like, the way that, like, all the adults are just inept assholes, and the kids are the only people who really know. Yeah. So Randy was cool. Even when they brought him back at the end of it, I was like, what the fuck is this? It kind of reminded me of the World of Warcraft episode.
Oh, my favorite kid. Hey, Dad. And he walks over to your character.
Oh, God. So,
and of course, it's all the kids playing battle, and Randy's there, decked out with a shield and everything. Like,
well, of course, it's Randy's kind of reminiscent of that Warcraft episode.
Yeah, the Warcraft where he's like, he's got to get the stand. what else do you talk about? Do you have any favorite scenarios that happened that you weren't?
There was one thing I didn't see coming was in the abortion clinic, the zombie fetuses.
Yeah, I should have
seen it coming.
But see, that's when that is when the game took a turn for me. I was just like, "What the fuck is going on here, man?"
That's when it got. You're just like, "Okay, they're just going to do everything they can to gross me out."
Yeah, they're just like, "Where's the line? Let's try to make the line, the new line."
The line was so much farther than I thought it would be.
The Khloe Kardashian fetus.
There was an achievement for farting on
that corpse.
The biggest
abortion I've ever seen.
You got an achievement for farting on a fetus corpse after killing one.
Really?
You killed a giant fetus, and then I was like trying to loot it, and I went over there, and I'm just pushing buttons, and
I broke its head open.
I broke its head open, and Butters goes, "I'm starting to wonder about you."
Yeah.
And then you fart on it, and you get an achievement called Too Far.
No, that's not too far.
For South Park, it's barely far. Should
have farted on its balls. That was a running theme.
Oh, that's
never ever fart on a man's balls.
That's another thing that I didn't see is that the magic system I thought was kind of lackluster, and it was kind of just like a bad joke that they used over. And it was the fart joke like throughout the whole game.
I don't think I ever used it in a fight.
When you stack fire, like when somebody's on fire, if you use a fart on them, then
they'll go up.
Yeah, when you guys attack, sense. Could you use a fart in conjunction with an attack?
So, yeah, instead of your standard attack or your power attack, you could hit Y to use a fart. I never used it.
I used it a couple of times, but
I used it at first when I first got it because it was like the most powerful attack. And then I actually they made it really balanced between the regular attack because you could hit multiple times and then the power attack. So I kind of went back and forth to them depending on how quick I needed somebody to have like an elemental like buff on them. So I didn't see though how the last two I should have seen it coming. The last two people to teach you any type of fart magic was Terrence and Philip.
What do they call them? The monks in the south of the village.
Well, the monks in the south of the village. I go across that little ferry and I walk in the house. I'm like, motherfucker, this game gave it just. I was so mad at myself for not knowing.
There's so much fan service.
No, there is. There's so much. I can't
you
even
have to find the monks in Vancouver. And it's Terrence and Philip.
I think that the Canada could have been so much more, but then they just dumbed it down to like an 8-bit.
It was so fucking sweet. That whole 8-bit look to it was freaking awesome.
It was great. It was like a throwback to an old school Final Fantasy.
And I understand that. And for some reason, I just didn't like it because I think that I the time I was playing when I went back, because that was right before I beat the game, it was. Oh, no, because it was after I got the girls. And it felt like me befriending the girls was just one never-ending dumb quest after another. I finally get to Canada, and I'm like, oh,
that's weird. It's almost like really doing stuff for girls.
One dumb quest after another.
Just pointless, running around for no reason, doing crap. It was social commentary.
It was.
Speaking of social commentary, which South Park does really well a lot, did you notice everyone had their face buried in their phones the fucking time?
That's how
everyone in their game, like, if no one's doing anything, they're just
in their phones. That was one of the things Butters would say if you were taking too long doing something. He'd be like, hey, if you're texting your friends, tell them how great this game is.
Well, I think Stan actually said, like, oh, you're just going to text me? Like, because he starts texting.
Like, do you mind if I update my status real quick? But, I mean, all the people on the streets, or just everybody, face buried in the phone.
Who'd you side with when you had to?
Kyle.
We all went Sword of the Elves.
I wanted to side with Cartman, but I also wanted to keep Stan.
Yeah.
I was using him at that point, and he had that. His sword attacks are pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Turns out it doesn't matter.
No, not either.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Couple missions, and then you get everybody.
Which is cool, too. You could see it coming because I didn't want to lose anybody. I did get mad because using Stan a lot in the last climb, he left my party and like went another way out. And I'm like, fuck. So then I ran around with Jimmy, who was, as the bard in the giggling donkey, I didn't see that coming either. That I should have known.
You saw his sleep song?
Yeah, his sleep song.
Sleep with Jesus.
But it had, it like, it seemed like they went back to the, I know there are characters that I didn't find. Like, I didn't find the Christmas critters. Because, well, we should say the whole point, one of the things of this game was to gain as many friends as you can, because the more friends you got, the more perks.
You could, skills.
So you had the, you had, when you leveled up, you could get another point. You got more mana or more health. You also got to do a skill point. And then independent of that was the more friends you had, the more perks you could get. So it had a pretty good, it was pretty balanced, even though I think after, I don't know how many friends I finally wound up with, I think 70 something, the last couple ones I was just like, I don't really give a shit. Just,
yeah, because there's a couple, maybe eight or 10 of those perks where they're pretty awesome. And then after that, they just,
I don't even think I got 8 or 10. I was just like, eh.
There was two trophies or achievements that kind of was a way of measuring how many friends there were in the game.
Yeah.
Because if you get 50% of the friends, you get an achievement called More Popular Than Jesus. And if you get all the friends, you're more popular than John Lennon.
Ooh.
But I had 88 friends, and I got the More Popular Than Jesus achievement. So there's like 174.
And that's 76. Christ. There are things that I want to go back and do, because I never found all the kindergartners. I never found all the homeless people.
I did both of those.
I got both of them.
I couldn't find them. There's one kindergartner running around. There's the child that I can't find.
There's some of them. Some of them are real fucked up. Like, I think two of them, like, took me until the end of the fucking game.
Like, which, who?
The kids. One is in the post office, I believe. Is he the post office hiding behind a table?
I don't remember.
Well, I haven't found that. If that's the one, I haven't found it.
I think it's either the post office or the bank. It's the bank. He's hiding in the bank. Like, if you go up to the counter and then you walk to your left.
That's right. You kind of just see his feet.
Yeah,
you
just see those little tiny shoes underneath the table.
That's the one that I don't have.
Yeah, that one was fucking rough. That was the last one I found.
Well, it made me mad because the finding the Nazi zombies was easy to get the rings because they're fucking everywhere. But the homeless people, I thought I had them all, unless you fight the homeless guy on the... Like,
no, there's a hidden passage behind one of the trees in town.
Oh,
and you walk behind the tree, and you know how sometimes you walk behind something. It's over. Opaque?
Yeah,
this is where that girl was, where she was like, "I can't be your friend until you're more popular." There's a path behind her.
Oh,
and there's almost camp back there.
Fucking assholes. Because I didn't do that. I still want to go. I don't know if there's a way to get Tom Cruise out of the closet. I don't think there is.
I don't think so.
I found all this other shit. I never found Tom Cruise coming out of the closet, guys.
Yeah, I couldn't. The Christmas critters I never found. I actually saw a thing on Reddit that spoiled it for me.
They post some pretty funny shit on Facebook.
Yeah, they do invite you to a couple events. But there are so many things that happen after the fetus thing is kind of when it kind of, for me, starts to narrow down the story. But by that time, I was over just being a lackey and running around and getting stuff. In Canada, while it was cool, like the top-down thing, I just,
it was short, too. Canada was real short. Felt real short.
I was glad it was over.
Really?
One of the jokes in Canada was, you know how small it was.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the Earl of Winnipeg or whatever would be like on his phone saying like, oh, I'm not going all the way to Ottawa. It's on the other side of the country. I'm not going all the way over there. And it's like, takes you 3 seconds to walk across the map of Canada.
I did find out that I just dodged all the dire wolves and everything. I never fought anything up in Canada. I just got tired of it.
I kind of did find any dire wolves or dire bears.
You know the three or the two dire wolves, the two dire bears, and the snakes that you have to get through that cave.
Snake always got me.
I got around them all. Like,
oh, nice.
I never fought them. I fought them twice and lost.
But how are you going to level up?
I beat the game just fine.
Hmm.
Pretty skinny.
I maxed out my level. It's only 16 levels, I think.
Balls. I'm level 15, so I win. But anyway, the things before the fetus thing, it was a little awkward running around with the gnomes while your parents were banging.
Where you had to dodge your dad's balls.
It was amazing. Fucked up, fucking too. Like some of the shit they were saying.
The
like,
gnomes like balls, and you have to like swipe the controller.
Like duck it like a bullet, just bending backwards, ducking balls.
That was
fantastic.
Like, going back to the button presses thing, there were a lot of things that they threw at you. I know in the last battle, I don't know how many times that fucking unicorn just destroyed me.
There was a unicorn.
I didn't see the unicorn in the last battle.
I didn't know there was a unicorn.
What?
It's one of Kenny's abilities.
Yeah, but that didn't happen to me.
No?
How about the zombie unicorn?
No.
Mm-mm. What?
Did you freeze him? I froze him.
He
so
summoned
he
the rats
a couple turns
on me, and I happened to have Jimmy equipped at the time, and he busted out his flute.
Yeah.
And did the Pied Piper thing.
How many times did you have to kill Kenny?
I killed him three or four times.
I think it's four.
It's four
times. I think
times.
You kill him once when he's alive and three when he's dead. We're spoiling a lot.
I don't give a shit. Yeah. So I went into him with Stan. Oh, maybe. Did Stan ever jump into the fight?
I had everyone jump in.
I had Stan in there.
And then Butters he'll turn into Professor Chaos and he'll scare death away.
That's right.
And then Jimmy will jump in.
See, I went in with Stan. His unicorn turned into a zombie unicorn, and the only way that you could get Stan out was to chop the unicorn's head off, and Stan's dog came in and drug it away.
I think Stan was the last person to come in and fight.
Okay,
me,
so you didn't have to see that. And then the rats with Jimmy, which that was perfect. You're like, oh, he's just going to play the flute. Except, no, the zombie unicorn had the little zombie band, and it was green.
the zombie Nazis were pretty ridiculous.
I liked in the ship you found the tape recorders. And the tape recorders had no... I keep finding these stupid tape recorders, and they don't tell me anything
new.
Who's
going to waste all the time listening to this when there's things going on?
So there were a lot of like knocks on different games, a lot of throwbacks to
different
games.
They looked exactly like the tape recorders from Bioshock.
Did they?
Yeah.
What were we just talking about? Oh, the end fight. I never had him do... He only did his rainbow thing. That's the only special movie he ever did to me.
No, but he's got to... Really? You have to be able to swap out your guys. Like, there's an
Maybe
event
you beat
that swaps
him too quickly.
Maybe. Well, I... Yeah. Because I inflict bleeding five times, like, really fast. Mm-hmm. I always use the speed potion, so I get two attacks.
Ah.
Yeah. I do that a lot. And then I freeze him, and he only gets, like, two attacks in.
Oh, see, I never use the freeze, but...
Freeze is the best.
Dude, to be honest with you, I was at the point where if he came back that fifth time, I would have just put down the controller and walked away.
Done with this shit.
No, I was. I was like, this is stupid. But it's like every other like Final Fantasy role-playing game. You're like, I beat the boss. Oh, I beat the first part of the boss.
I thought it was going to make you go through each of your support characters before you finally beat him.
I thought it was too, but I'm like, I'm not even waiting around for that. That's fucking stupid because he came back with 35,000 or 31,000 hit points every time. All of his buffs got removed. So I had to just go through that bullshit all over again. It was just like redundant city. But
I... You can kind of see it because every time he would die, something different would happen. You know, he would die, and then the FBI guy dude would do something, and then he would die again, and then Cartman would come in like, I'm just going to stand here.
Yeah.
So something it wasn't like the same thing over and over again. Something went, so it like kind of gave you little cues like, if you do it again, something else will happen.
Well, that guy with the eye patch was...
that was hilarious.
At the end of the game, he was like my favorite person. Like, I can do anything I want with this?
Just immediately... I don't want to ruin it. Do you want
to
ruin it?
No,
just...
you're going to have to look at some swinging, hanging brain.
Yeah. And there's no censoring in the game.
There's none of it. Except, did you see in Australia when they...
Oh, they took out a lot of stuff.
Yeah, where they just put...
The whole abortion scene? Mm-hmm. Gone.
Which was ridiculous.
There was some other stuff. Was your parents' sex? Was that out of there? No, I think that was in there, but I don't know if his balls would hit you.
No, the anal probe part... Was gone.
They did this in Australia. They took these out.
Yeah, they just put a couple countries.
There's parts of Europe too.
Yeah, where they just put up a screen. They're like, "This is what you're missing. You're missing like Mr. Slave, Randy, and so and so being anal probed." And it had like a koala crying.
That's what they did in Australia.
Yeah,
because the censors wouldn't let them put it in.
Yeah,
so, and to be honest with like this game, it was
gross,
vulgar, over the top to the max.
You kind of get to relive the whole Lemmy Winks adventure.
Oh, God.
That was a lot of fun.
That was probably one of the hardest fights that I had was the Sparrow.
The Sparrow King?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you have to fight my vengeful spirit. I know I don't sound like I'm angry, but trust me, I am.
I'm very angry. Very angry. But for being such a new game, this is something that everybody needs to go out. If you're a South Park fan or a...
Or an RPG fan.
Yeah, anything. Fan.
Or if you're a fan of cussing and farting.
Yeah, lots of farting.
There was a lot of farting.
But never
cussing.
On a man's balls.
If you're, like, I think, never. I don't know if all of us are, but I'm a big South Park fan, and I know you are. I don't know if you, do you watch South Park?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and we're all RPG fans, so having those two things together was perfect, and it's definitely worth the $60.
I'm gonna
even for the, as short as it was, 15 hours or so, it was It was still freaking amazing. Value, like,
it's a good experience. It's a new South Park episode. As a matter of fact, when I finished playing the Stick of Truth, I went back and watched episodes that I've already watched, like for the newer ones. I will admit, I'm in the camp where I think that South Park is getting a little long in tooth, which is fine.
But sometimes they have some, like, you're like, man, this show's still going, and then they'll have some fucking gems where you're just like, okay, I'm okay with the show still being
They'll
on.
Still do some amazingly funny stuff.
I know this is a really long track we have here, like, kind of playing in the outro. Real quick before we go, what expansion pack do you want to see for the South Park? Like, what? Because I know there's a lot of things they didn't touch on. What would you like to see?
Oh, that's tough.
Just, okay.
How about, I would, what if you could go to Japan?
Nippin?
Japan and fight.
I'll put it on my credit card.
Right? I don't know.
Mechanic.
How about Mecha Streisand?
Yeah, they left out Mecha. Okay, so there could be something
cool.
Like
that. Go to Japan and fight Mecha Streisand.
How about
That'd
you, sir?
That'd be cool. I'd like to see that Kun storyline play out in there.
The Kun or Mysterion?
Didn't you say they were going to do that? Or they were?
I read something about it, and I don't know if it's actually going to happen or not. And I think it was actually some pre-order DLC. Had some Kun stuff in
it.
But I think that would be kind of cool, because you could do the whole superhero thing would be kind of neat.
That would be fun. Yeah.
I want to see Imagination Land.
I was going to say
Imagination Land.
Dirk loves himself some Imagination
Land.
Dude,
I love the three-part series, or like Whalesyak. I'd love to see Whalesyak come back. Just anything, just any little stupid side story that they could go in there.
Throw Ben Affleck in there.
Well,
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. Taco.
That Imagination Land thing, speaking of that, when you had to fight Man Bear Pig, I was expecting Imagination Land horrifying version of Man Bear Pig. Not what we got, which was still freaking amazing, but.
God, so amazing.
They kept showing Scuzzlebutt's face on the loading screen.
Yeah.
I was thinking you'd get to run into Scuzzlebutt in the woods, but you actually found him in Jimbo's already stuffed.
Oh, what was,
mounted.
What was the duck thing that always popped? And Tally, where the fuck is Tally?
Tally was on the loading screen.
Yeah, but where's he, like, in the game?
I'd like to see Tally.
I was waiting for him to pop
in.
You
know what,
like,
we didn't bring up Mr. Hankey and his kids.
Oh, God.
That quest, drop the kids off at the
pool. Yeah. His drunk-ass wife.
Did you see her message? And
yeah.
She put something about cheating on him. Like, you know, everyone can see this. Good!
Oh, God, all the characters just fully flushed out and just as vulgar as they want to be.
Someone just posted a video of you getting tased. I'm going to go watch it again.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Maced. When you got maced.
When you got maced, yeah, that was it.
Good stuff. Great stuff.
Good stuff. Yeah, definitely. I know people are on the fence about it because they've heard it's short, but it's definitely
it's
worth
good.
It.
And I have the feeling that they'll be able to play out like a little bit of longevity or whatever, like with the DLC. Like, I think they'll be able to deliver a little bit more, because with the DLC, I can see it probably being like maybe 4 or 5 hours with that.
Yeah. I mean, you could add a day. All the days were about 4 or 5 hours. So if you add a day,
yeah,
you get another 4 or 5 hours.
Because you beat the game, you can keep playing.
Yeah, I was just
didn't really
doing
see
that.
Any point to
well,
it.
Well, if you go back and talk to Token, he's just like, and there we are. Everything's back to normal, almost as if nothing happened.
Yeah, because there's no more enemies, really. Yeah. And then you can just go. I went around and found Chimpokemon, and then I found out.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Chimpokemon.
You got to get the one on the ship. If you're listening to this, I don't want to spoil it for you, but there's one on the ship on top of the TV. It took me forever to figure out that I missed that one. I was looking all over for
Did
it.
Did you find the
got
one?
Got it.
There's a Chimpokemon. It's a shoe. And it's called Shoe.
Oh, because that was in the episode. Shoe.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had like two left, and I couldn't find them. And I had to look it up.
Do you know what?
That one of them's on the ship.
Do you know what Chimpokemon means?
What does Chimpokemon mean?
Well, because Pokemon means pocket monster. Chimpokemon means penis monster. Like, literal translation, word for word. So
nice.
Pokemon.
All right. So we are in consensus where, even though we don't rate games, we try not to do like new games, even though we did Saints Row 4. This is a game that people need to play.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
my favorite game this year.
We'll give it a thumbs up.
In fact, my roommate watched me play it for a couple of hours, and he was just laughing his ass off.
There were a lot of lols in my house
with,
with my wife looking in like, what the fuck is the matter with
crazy
you?
Crazy person back here.
I'm like, you loved it. You put a ring on it. Fuck you.
I give it a 4
out of 5. Okay. Well, then let's get this bitch closed down, Chester. You did the intro. You do the outro.
What am I supposed to say?
You're something like y'all and Chuck and Nux.
Something like it's going to sound like this. It's going to sound, thanks for listening to episode 19 of the Casual Cowards of Gaming. I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
Okay, now you do the outro.
Thanks. Thanks, guys, for coming, y'all. It's Pico.
Huh?
Pico?
It's Pico. Pico de Gaiochu? Whatever. It's Pikachu.
You take Colorado down to Pico. Pico.
Oh, no.
Las Palmas. That's how you get to llama school. That's right.
Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming, folks. This is episode 27. My name is Chester.
My name is Ryan, and I'm on episode 19. Where are you at, Dirk? You want to start over?
No.
giggles real bad. Yeah, can we try to be professional here for just a second? Just, you're all red.
I got a head rush.
You're
I
real red.
Passed out from laughing. Because I can't look at him when he says it.
Okay. Just try.
You're lucky that people don't pay money for this.
I pay money for this.
Okay.
Tears in my eyes.
I'm gonna piss. You guys, you fucking don't think I'm
not. Oh god. I can't look at you. No, it's just because he did it just to fuck with me, and it works. It worked tremendously.
Oh, I thought that was perfect.
It was. You just kept going. Oh.